The Bureau of Land Management has hosted more than 10 public meetings this spring as part of the process to develop the first comprehensive management strategy for National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The public comment period for the draft integrated activity plan and environmental impact statement ends today. KUAC's Emily Schwing attended a meeting in Fairbanks to find out how people are feeling about potential oil and gas development in a controversial corner of the North Slope.
At 23 million acres, the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, is the largest single unit of land managed by the Bureau of Land Management. But there's no single plan for the entire reserve. The BLM has developed four different strategies that range from a do-nothing approach to opening all acreage in the reserve to oil and gas development. During a public meeting in Fairbanks, BLM Environmental Planning Supervisor Serena Sweet spent some time answering questions and guiding people through a series of large maps depicting the four proposed alternatives.
I think it's important to recognize that none of the alternatives as they're presented today will likely move forward. It'll most likely be a combination of certain aspects and ideas and maybe even new ideas from based on what we've heard during these public meetings.
Public input helps the BLM decide what lands to make available to development and how to protect surface resources like plants and wildlife. Fairbanks resident Hugh Faint was one of the first oil workers on the North Slope, working the night shift as a driller out of Umiat in the 1950s. He told an audience of roughly 30 people that he's in favor of the most liberal plan, Alternative D.
It's called Petroleum Reserve because it's a petroleum reserve.
But NPRA is home to a vast swath of wilderness that includes at least 12 major rivers and Teshekpuk Lake, where many species of migratory birds nest, and nearby lay the calving grounds of the porcupine caribou herd. Daniel Lum grew up in Barrow, roughly 100 miles northwest of the lake. He's concerned that his subsistence lifestyle is in jeopardy, and he says he's not sure North Slope residents realize it.
They had meetings in Wainwright and Point Lay and Watkasuk, all those places. We've been meeting to death. You know, with all this development going on in the last 3 years, especially offshore, I don't think people realize the vast amount of land that we're about to lose to development. I don't know anybody on the North Slope that went to these meetings. It's just another meeting. It's another meeting.
Under proposed Alternative A, the do-nothing approach, 13 million acres are available for development. The BLM estimates that land could produce roughly 723 million barrels of crude oil and 11 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Americans consumed more than 19 million barrels of refined petroleum products per day in 2010. That's according to the United States Energy Information Administration. Based on those numbers, if the BLM were to recommend even its most liberal management strategy, estimated oil production would serve the needs of the United States for about 40 days. The BLM's approved plan will also span many decades. These are all reasons why Fairbanks resident and Arctic River guide Michael Wald supports the most conservative Alternative B.
We are going to see myriad changes. Ecologically, the changes are going to be astounding, unrecognizable. I also think, and somebody else spoke to this, that the oil and gas industry is becoming increasingly good at minimizing their impacts. Both of those things lead me to the conclusion that a very conservative approach is the only appropriate thing to do when faced with that level of uncertainty.
The BLM plans to recommend a finalized management strategy for the reserve by the end of this year. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.